Now, if you've ever been put down because you believe God and you're a faith person and you call things that be not as though they were, you should count it an honor and a privilege. That's exactly what Jesus did. He called it, He commanded it, and it happened.
If you want God's supernatural intervention in your circumstances, then you must train your words to agree with His. Find out how today as Gloria Copeland shares the way to release God's power in your life on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
We're going to go to the chapter in faith, which I'm sure Ken talked about today, but Mark 11, 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. So you can tell by that, faith is not optional. You don't just say, it's not a denomination. Faith is not a denomination. You don't get to say, well, I don't think I want to join up with the faith group because I think I'd rather be over here in this group. Whatever you do, you have to join faith. Without faith, nothing's going to happen supernaturally good. Might happen supernaturally bad, but not happen supernaturally good. God will help you. He'll do everything He can for you, but God moves by faith. I don't care how new or how old you are in it, God moves by faith. Now, Jesus, you know, had spoken to the fig tree as He went by, because that fig tree wasn't producing. And he said, no man eat fruit of you again forever. Well, I don't know what the disciples thought about that, but they might not have been used to Him talking to fig trees. I don't know. But when they went back the next day, we know that the fig tree dried up from the roots. His words said to that fig tree, no man eat fruit of you again forever. And zip, 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 it began to dry up. Now, those same kind of faith words can say, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Our God is my helper. We prosper, we sow, and we reap. And the whole world around you may be not reaping, talking about recession, depression, and all that's going on. But just like that fig tree dried up from the roots, a positive word of faith will cause fruit to be developed on the fig tree. You're going to see that in just a moment. So we have to know that our faith depends. Our words are our faith speaking. Whatever you continually say, that's what's in your heart. If you at church, you come to the convention and you say positive things and faith things, but before you came you were saying unbelief, fear, doubt, we're not going to make it, what are we going to do? And then when you leave here and all the people that are around you again are negative, and you begin to agree with them, and you begin to lose your grip on what? On the Word of God. And you begin to say what they're saying, what the newscasters say, what the world says, you're going to not do well. We have to say what God says. We have to agree with what He says. And the only way you're going to say right is to read right, put right in front of your eyes, put right in your ears, which is the Word of God, that it gets down into your heart, and then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And good things come to pass. So, you know, you don't become a faith giant overnight, but you begin to grow overnight. And then you pursue all the rest of the days of your life in the earth. And in heaven, they're going to operate by faith. Now, it'll be a lot easier there because we won't have any challenges. Won't that be great? There'll be no tempter up there. No liars in heaven. Think about this. I never thought about this just exactly this way to right now. Think about living in a place where everybody spoke the truth. Wow. Glory to God. Nobody's trying to, what's that word we use sometimes? Bamboozle you. I think that must be a Cajun word. I don't know. We'll ask Jesse. Nobody's trying to deceive you, trick you, lie to you. It'll all be truth. Well, that'd be great. Glory to God. If they had news up there, which I doubt they need it since it's all going to be good. If they had news up there, though, and you turn it on, you'd hear some wonderful, wonderful things. People just arriving. Pastor so-and-so from California. He just arrived today, and we're going to all go meet him. We're going to all go meet him, or he is arriving today, maybe. We're going to all go meet him. We'll have a party. We'll have a reception. Ooh, won't that be fun? That would be the kind of news you'd have up there. We're going to all be happy, in love with one another, which is the way we should be in the earth. And there's not going to be any strife or division or denominations or anything. It's going to be the family of God. Amen. Who's preaching today? Well, I think Brother Paul's coming today. He's going to tell us some things about his journeys. He's going to tell us some revelation that he's been getting lately. Do you think revelation's going to quit because you go to heaven? I don't think so. I think it'll just increase. Anyway, that's not my message, but I'm excited about it when I think about it. So we're going to talk about faith, and we're going to we have to start with Mark 11. Well, let's see. We're at the fig tree. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. It dried up from the roots, verse 20 says. And as they went by the next day, Peter calling, verse 21, Mark 11, Peter calling to remembrance, said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you have cursed is withered away. What did Jesus say? No man eat fruit of you again forever. What choice did that fig tree have? Here was the master, with the Holy Spirit on him, in him. The righteousness of God spoke. The fig tree dried up from the roots. Those words went right to the root of the problem. That's what we do when we're walking by faith and we begin to apply our faith. We want to go to the root of the problem. Hallelujah. Speak to it. Tell it to stop it in Jesus' name. As Jesus answered them, he said, have faith in God. Now, if you've ever been put down because you believe God and you're a faith person and you call things that be not as though they were, you should count it an honor and a privilege. That's exactly what Jesus did. He called it, he commanded it, and it happened. Have faith in God, for verily, I'm telling you the truth, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Not just what somebody else says, or not just what it says in the Word, but what I say from the Word of God will come to pass in my life. I can't do your saying for you. I can help you. I can say with you. But if I'm saying one thing about your life and you're saying something else, we're not in agreement. And when two of us agree as touching anything, then that's when action happens. So the person you want to be in agreement with in what you say is the Word of God. Now, if you say the Word of God, I say the Word of God, we're going to be in agreement. I say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what do you want it to do? What do you want the mountain to do? Well, they want it to be gone. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Look how often that say is used. There's say, there's saith, there's saith, and then whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. So your words are key to your receiving. You can't believe you receive one thing at church because the pastor preached a good sermon and you're stirred up, and then go home and say, I don't know why it's not working. Maybe it might be a day or two before you start saying that. Or I guess we didn't get anything. The moment that you go backwards, you've just nullified your faith. So what do you do? Well, you have to reinstate your faith. You have to repent over unbelief, and then you have to say again what you want to come to pass. Now, here's what. We know this, but doing this is a different deal. It takes an effort to say the right things. You know, you can agree with me today, but if you don't make the effort to get your words in line with your desires, it's not going to come to pass supernaturally. It's just up to us. And I tell you, I know. I mean, I remember how hard it was to say our debts are paid when people are threatening to sue us because they haven't gotten any money that they deserved and that we owed them. You know, then this darkness just sets in on you and you just want to give up and you want to say, it's not working. But it did work because we understood that our words are what come to pass in our lives. And what comes out of my mouth is what I believe in my heart. And what I want to do and what I have to do if I want to get supernatural results, I have to take what God says about prosperity, what God says about healing, I have to put it in my eyes, in my ears, and let it get down in my heart. That's the way things go to your heart. And let it live there and abide there. The Word of God, abide there. So you could spend a lot of time getting it in your heart. It's abiding there. You're saying it, but then if you quit partaking of it, you could quit putting it in your eyes and your ears, pretty soon you're going to have that bad word come out your mouth like, it's not working. We can't tell any difference. And then you have to go back to square one. What do you do when something comes out your mouth and it's not what you want to come to pass? You repent right there on the spot and you say, I repent of that word. That is not what I want to come to pass. That is not what is in me. I repent and I stop it. I negate it. That word will not come to pass. What I believe and I receive is so-and-so. And then you reinstate it. Now you get to where you quit doing that. I don't think you ever get to where you completely quit doing it. Because, you know, I've been working at it for a lot of years, but I still have to negate things that come out my mouth occasionally. Not too often, but occasionally I do. And I repent. I say, I repent of that. I rebuke those words. I negate that. That is not what I believe. This is what I believe. And then I say what I believe. And probably the devil says, that's not fair. That's not fair. She said it, but I unsaid it. And it's fair. Glory to God. God is fair. He lets us, even when we make a mistake, he lets us reinstate and go again. What is that called? That's called repenting. In any area when we make a mistake, we repent with our heart. And we confess, and we get cleansed, and we say, I'm never going to do that again, or whatever it is it takes to make a faith statement. And I know the devil hates that, but that's called grace. And he can't do anything about it. As long as you and I stay connected and we let God correct us and we act on things when we make mistakes, we repent, we're quick. If we get out of love, because faith works by love. You're not going to have faith without love. And so, you know, when you see those things, you just know it's not going to work. If I don't walk in love, it's not going to work. What is love? Well, love takes no account to the evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong, does not rejoice at unrighteousness. Glory to God. We have to keep the love commandment. We get to keep the love commandment. We're happier when we walk in love. When we don't walk in love, we're not happy. You're in turmoil. You're upset. The best way to do in this life is to not be touchy, fretful, or resentful. Somebody says something to you bad. I forgive them, Lord. Bless them. So what do? Well, you just went free. They're stuck with what they say. You're not stuck with what they say. You're stuck with what you say. Amen? And that's just the way it works. And it's good. It's good because you and I can say the right thing if we know the Word of God. If you don't know what the Word says, you can't say right. You can say some things right, but you can't say. You will not keep your words obedient to God if you don't have them in your heart. And so that's why, one reason, it helps every day to spend time in the Word of God. And we spend time in the Word of God for a number of reasons, but one of them is to keep our thinking straight. To keep our thinking straight, to keep our heart straight, which will keep our word straight, which will keep our life straight. Glory to God. And besides that, it's just a waste of time to be negative. And you open all the wrong doors when you're negative. But I don't care how negative you start out or how you've been brought up or how people talked around you all your life, your mind can be renewed to agree with the Word of God. And your heart can be filled with the Word of God, a constant taking in through your eyes and your ears of the Word of God can change your words to agree with His Word. And that's where victory is. This is the victory, the Scripture says, that overcomes the world. And that would be in everything in the world. That overcomes the world, even our faith. Not the pastor's faith, but our faith, my faith, your faith is the victory that overcomes the world. How come? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Oh, it's a great plan. It's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing that we're not stuck with the way we used to talk. It's a wonderful thing that we're not stuck in a rut of the way we were brought up. I don't know of anybody I ever met until I was an adult that had revelation knowledge of the Word of God. I just was not raised around people that knew anything about the Word of God. And the more you know about the Word of God, the fewer times you miss it. Because if you don't know what the Word says, there's no way you're going to live pleasing to God. And it takes what to please God? Faith to please God. Why would it take faith to please God? Because without faith, you don't give God a place to work. But with faith, the Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth. So God is pleased when we walk by faith because He can do good things and He is a good God and He wants to do good things in our lives in every area. We walk by faith in healing, He can keep our bodies healed. We walk by faith in prosperity, He can prosper us. He can maneuver us. We yield to Him. We walk in love. That's the bottom line to it all. Amen. Faith works by love. If we don't walk in love, We can't successfully walk in faith, active faith. Faith won't do anything without the love of God is in there. So God's got it figured out. You and I just need to have the Word on it and do what the Word says, and He's able to do and move to whatever He wants us to do. Big things. I'm telling you, God can do big things. And He wants to do big things in your life. But we should always keep an eye on our faith level and our love level. How do we know if we're walking in love? Well, we look at 1 Corinthians 13. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Does not rejoice when unrighteousness prevails. And so on and so on. Love never fails. Praise God. We know that faith can fail. Your faith can fail. My faith can fail. We can fail. It won't fail if it's released, but we can fail to release it. Love will never fail. But if we fail to walk in love, then we're going to miss it. So you know, it just takes it all. And the most the safest way to be in this place to be in this life is studying the Word of God every day, taking it, let it correct you every day. Every day you read the Word and you see, I've let that slip, I've missed it there. You know, you just repent and get it straight. You repent and go at it again. And you don't do that. Or maybe you've been short with somebody or whatever. You just make it right and you repent and let the blood of Jesus cleanse you and you keep going. Love never fails. Hallelujah.
Airborne Records presents Strand of Pearls.
And that's part of what this album is about too, is just the getting set free by the joy of the Lord.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
The first album really ministered peace. It was really peaceful and kind of more flowing. And this second album just really seemed to minister joy.
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's fun. We have a good time and we laugh, and it's just a time of bonding and a time of just being a family, and it's just cool to see God, you know, do His thing.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
There's something happens when you listen to music and it's like your guard goes down. You can be tapping your foot to something, or really in the back of your mind singing the words to something.
We can be the light to those people who don't know, and that's our job.
Light is you being a light in your land, whatever the land is. You can be a light in your land when you follow Christ, when you be in the light as He is in the light.
Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls. Order this new release from Strand of Pearls entitled Light in the Land for $14.98. This CD is packed with praise music that is sure to lift your spirit and draw you into a closer relationship with the Father. Call using our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. For a product discount and faster processing, order through our website at kcm.org. Enjoy the fresh and lively sounds of Strand of Pearls and discover God in a more personal way.
When you were watching that spot a while ago on Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls, that's good, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Five anointed women of God singing for Jesus, and they all belong to me. Praise God. Four of my granddaughters, and one of them is my daughter. And I'm telling you, these kids are anointing. There is not one of them that's in the record business. They're good at it. They're in the ministry. They could be in the record business, you can tell that. But you need to get a hold of this, because they did this to help minister to you, not just to sell albums. Praise God. And we're so blessed by them, and this is a good thing. So get your hands on this. Praise God. Renew your mind. Agree with the Word. Whatever God's Word says is right. That's what seeking His righteousness means. He's right the first time. He doesn't have to change. If you and I think, act, say, believe anything different than this, we off base. Praise God. I don't understand it, Brother Cole. We'll quit saying that and say, by His Spirit, I understand His Word because I'm determined. I'm going to act on it. I'm going to spend time in it. It keeps my thinking straight. It keeps my heart straight, which keeps my words straight, which keeps my life straight. Praise God. And I live by faith, and I'm prospered in the middle of a sick and dying world. Father, thank You for our partners. Thank You for this radio and television audience all over the world. And thank You for this Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay with us all next week because we're going to be bringing you more messages from the West Coast Believers Convention. I'll tell you what a glorious, it's just outstanding time that we had. A couple of things that we learned. How to become doers of the Word. How do you do that? Not just a hearer. How do you walk by faith? How do you put these messages to practice? Praise God. You will be blessed. Now, right quick before I leave the air today, prayer is the foundation of this ministry here at KCM. We're dedicated to pray for our partners every day. We have a partner service building on the grounds at KCM here in Fort Worth. Prayer ministers available to pray for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're here on property, anointed men and women that God trained to pray for you. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or to order a copy of today's product online. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You can't be moved by what you see if you're going to walk by faith. You can't be moved by the politicians if you're going to walk by faith. They cannot break me or you if we're walking by faith.